Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Hello. Thank you so much for you all waiting.
I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to do Thankful Thursday, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And I certainly enjoyed that song, The Great I Am. Praise God, praise God. And the scripture I like to share is coming from St. Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Excuse me. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give thanks to you, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you, Father God, for our president. And we're praying for our president and all those in office with him. Father God, we've been praying for the past president too, Father God, asking that you would continue to keep him in your hands, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way in our life, open up our hearts and our minds to the word. We want to thank you for the word. We want to thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the listeners and those who participate. We give you thanks for all things, Father God, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning us. And we just want to stand on your word, Father God, for your word teaches us that we are to live according to the word of God and not try to follow the world. Help us, Father God, to trust in you in all things that we do. And, Father God, we just ask that you will have your way. Continue to be with those that are listening by internet and those that are calling in. And, Father God, may we grow together, and may we also trust you at a time such as this. We ask that you would be with those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved, be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. And we give you thanks in all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to the Word at Noon, and it's Thankful Thursday. Amen. Amen. And I'm just thankful for another birthday. I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me thus far, keeping me in good health, keeping me clothed in my right mind. I am so thankful, and I'm thankful for the Word of God, because the Word of God just keeps me even nearer to Him, because as I read the Scripture, praise God, you know what? It convicts me too. Amen. And it lets me know what I need to do. So I want to love more. I want to forgive more. I want more understanding. And I'm just thankful that that is possible, because we are children of God. Thanking God for our pastor who teaches the word and always has scripture to back up what he's saying. I love that, because that's what we need today. I'm thankful for Evangelist Sharon, Evangelist Renee, how they just come through, and when you ask them to help out, they jolly on the spot, praise God. And we also thankful for the listeners by internet. We know they can't participate, but they're listening, and we thank God for them. We thank God for those who call in and also are listening as well. We just thank God for each and every one, and thank God for this opportunity that we can come together and be in His Word at noon. Praise God. When I was younger, and we would go to service, we would always look for a noonday prayer service. Praise God. And so when Pastor opened this up, I said, "Well, praise the Lord." I said, we can't go out, but we can call in. So that's truly, truly a blessing. I thank God that he laid it on Pastor's heart to go ahead and start the word at noon. Like a lot of times he shared with us, if there's nobody but him, he's going to be on there. We praise God and thank God for his determination, his love for God, his love for the Word. And I just wanted to share that today. I'm just so full. I just praise God. I'm going to hush up so somebody else can give thanks today. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Yes, Pastor Bell, definitely Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that prayer, Pastor. I'm thankful for you, Pastor Bell, for being the spirit, loving spirit that you already are. Are so kind and thoughtful. I'm thankful for also Pastor Beasley, who is always trying to figure out a way to relay the message of what the Holy Ghost is telling him. But it will know if we're not all on the same page. I'm thankful for the Word. I'm thankful for another day. And I'm also thankful for my sound mind. I'm thankful for a safe trip back home. I'm thankful for so many things, but most of all, I'm thankful for my clarity and the openness that God has given me to see my spiritual walk. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I am thankful for my big sister, Pastor Delia Lehman. Every morning when I wake up, he has sent me a scripture and a beautiful good morning. I love you. I just thank God for her. She's always been there for me. And I thank God for Pastor Beasley sharing the Word. I've been listening to the Word since, oh man, it's been a long time. I was living in PA when I first started. But I still, everybody know, don't call me Doom the One, because I'm listening to my Word. I got to get my food. And I thank
right
God
now.
For Evangelist sharing. I mean, it's just beautiful that God has blessed us to have the Word at noon. It's just a beautiful thing, and I thank her. Thank her for all his many blessings, keeping us from danger seen and unseen.
Yeah.
He's just an awesome God. He's just an awesome God. And I'm going to continue to pray for the sick and the shut-ins, the bereaved families, and all the listeners. I just thank her. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. That's just beautiful. Do we have anyone else? We thank God for you. Is our pastor back? Pastor, you back? That's not yet. Oh, okay. Well, Pastor is teaching on being led by the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, actually. And the scripture, our foundational scripture, we can read that, which is St. John 14:26. So let us read our foundational scripture, and then we'll go over some of the scriptures Pastor went over yesterday till he gets back.
Okay. I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yeah, it's St. John 14. I have to get it myself. 26. If you would read it from the King James, I'll read it from the church.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my here. Okay. John, one more time, I'm sorry, 14:26?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In King James, it reads as follows. Okay, now I think I have the messenger. I have 6:36. Okay. I'll talk about that. Praise
God. No problem.
I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, through whom your Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all that I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you used to be left. You used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful word that Jesus had given to the disciples and us. Amen. So for the Message Bible, it says 26 and 27. So I'm sorry, from the King James, you read from the Message Bible.
No, I thought I was in the King James. That's good. King James. Oh, no. Nope, it wasn't. It didn't go over. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. I'll read it from
the King James.
The King James. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Then verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So we thank God that that Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in his name, also is for us. So that's the point that our pastor, he is really stressing to get over unto us. Not stressing, but for another word, he's determined to get that over to us so we can understand it better. So then when we look at St. John 16 and verse 13. Do you have that, Evangelist Sharon?
John 16.
And then verse 13.
Okay. And 13 in the King James Version.
Okay.
So am I? It is kind of slow. Talbot, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. Amen.
Amen. And then the Message Bible says, "But when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you." So you see there, he's our comforter. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So therefore he left the comforter. And in one of the scriptures it said Jesus was letting them know that he can't send the Holy Ghost until he leaves. So when he go back to the Father, then he's going to send that comforter, which is the friend, which is the Spirit of truth, and which he has sent. And we are all, especially the believers, can tap into that. You know, I used to read a book called The Holy Spirit, and in that book it teaches us that the Holy Spirit is for anyone who asks. He's a gentleman. He's not going to barge in. He wants you to ask him. And I like that part when it said the Holy Spirit is a he and he's a gentleman. And that's just beautiful. So
Amen.
The scripture that Pastor was reading on yesterday, the one that I highlighted was St. John 14, 1 through 3. And let us read that. That one was just, let us just read that one. So that's St. John 14, verses 1 through 3.
James reads as follows. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. You said 1 and 2? Amen.
3? Did you read 3?
Okay.
Please.
No. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. What assurance that is. What reassurance that is. It said, so from the Message Bible, it said, don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. Amen. Isn't that an assurance?
Amen.
I just love it. He's not leaving us out here. He is preparing a place for us. And as Pastor said on yesterday, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is the only way that's going to lead us to that, to Jesus, to God. So, and I thought that was just beautiful, because he said in his word that that's what he's going to do. I was trying to read my writing here. Oh, yeah. So in my note I had, Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us. If we trust God, we can trust him. Amen. So
amen.
This is beautiful. Pastor, you back? I don't know why I thought I heard him. Okay. I keep thinking I'm hearing him, but I'm not hearing him. Okay. And Hebrews 11, 10 through 16. Let us go there. Hebrews 11, 10 through 16.
Okay. And through 16?
Yes.
And the King follows. Where he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. In faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of a one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the, and which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Amen.
Amen, amen. So you see right there, Abraham was being led by the Spirit of God. And so I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. It says, Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. By faith, barren Sarah, was able to become pregnant, old woman she was at the time, because she believed the one who made a promise would do what he said. That's how it happened, that from one man's dead and shriveled loins, there are now people numbering into the millions. Each one of these people of faith died, not yet having in hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way far in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transcendent in this world. People who live this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could go back anytime they wanted. But they were after a far better country than that. Heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. Amen. So I like that. That heaven,
amen.
They were looking for a better home, a better home. And it says heaven country. It also says God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. So you see, when we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, as I say, that Holy Spirit is going to teach us truth. That Holy Spirit is going to teach us how to be faithful. That Holy Spirit is going to teach us how to love. That Holy Spirit is going to teach us how to forgive. Because that's what he does. He's a teacher. And so even though we just read this passage and it's not bringing it all the way out for us, Abraham was led by the Spirit of God. So that's the Spirit. And I remember Pastor saying to that we are to try the Spirit by the Spirit. I think that's in First John. Wait a minute. Let me see the time, because I know last time we was going on and we got cut right off. Okay. First John chapter 4. Let me see what that verse is. Because I remember writing it out, but I didn't write it on the new. So, 1 John 4 and verse. Yeah. Okay. I had that scripture where it tells us to try the Spirit by the Spirit.
Yes, I believe it's 1 John 4:1. That's it, 1, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, let us read that. That sounds like that's it. Yep, that's it. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. Do you read that for us, please?
Yes, in the King James, it reads as follows, Pastor. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out to the world. Amen.
Amen. So from the Message Bible, it says, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Amen. So that's why we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Then further down it says, I want to say verse 4 I'm looking at. I believe it's verse 4. It said, my dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Amen. The Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Ain't that beautiful? Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. So that's why we have to allow the Holy Spirit to